Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. Tonight we got Joe in the studio, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that. Again, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube page, please go and do that. Go and subscribe to our YouTube page. It's free. Just search the Football Weekly Podcast and we should come up. Football spelt F-U-T-B-O-L weekly.com. If you're still listening to us on Spotify and all the podcast platforms, you can still do that. We're on Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We are on Stitcher, TuneIn. We're on Player FM, Google Podcasts. We're on a number of different podcatchers. This week, we're going to be discussing the previous week in the European domestic leagues. We're going to recap the North London Derby. We're going to recap the Italian Capital Derby between Lazio and Roma. We'll also be discussing and recapping this past week in Champions League. So stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. That's football spelt F-U-T-B-O-L weekly.com. You can subscribe on Instagram, the @football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe on Twitter, the @footballweeklypod, all one word. And like I said, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube page, go do that, please. So guys, there's a lot to talk about. Might not even have enough time to do it, but we'll do our best. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
This is Ronaldo, and that is 1-0 to Brazil.
Where it was heading, Zidane just shows it to Gilberto Silva, and then pirouettes away from him.
So guys, as you can see, Joe is back in the building. Both of us are, well, we're both smiling, but
well, I mean,
I don't know. Dude.
I'm semi-happy.
Semi-happy?
Well, I mean, like, personally for my team.
Yeah?
Good Serie A win, and then, no, we'll talk about that later.
Well, Joe, just like when we talk about Team Canada and soccer, playing in the conference and the, you know.
CONCACAF.
Your team got Arsenal this week. Believe it or not.
No, we got Milan, okay?
There's not a Milan yet. There's not a Milan yet. You got Arsenal for sure. And that's, VAR does not like you, does not like us, doesn't like, if you're not Messi, Barcelona, City, you don't get any VAR calls.
Atletico Madrid got it.
Well, yeah, Atletico, there's a lot, there's Suarez, Messi-Suarez link there. So, you know, you got to do something like that. But we'll get to that. We got a lot to talk about. We just had John on the show showing off his technology, but now we're going to get into what you guys are here for. And that's the actual recap of this week in the world of football. And what a week of Champions League. When I saw the fixtures, I was just like, holy moly.
Mouth watering. But I mean, before we get to Champions League, I think last week we hyped up, and rightfully so. We have a lot of listeners that, you know, and viewers that are into, you know, the Arsenal, the Gunners, the North London Derby.
Yeah.
We want to mention a guy who's been a great supporter of ours. I saw him on Saturday.
Yep.
Chris Berry and his son, young lad, Dante Berry, young kid, plays with my son Ben. And Chris and Dante, shout out to those guys, Chris Berry, Dante Berry, DB. Because they listen to the show and watch it, so that's awesome. Chris is a diehard Gunners fan.
Smart guy,
yeah, great guy. He bleeds and sweats for Arsenal. Like,
okay. I thought you were gonna say he bleeds red.
Hey, that's a good one, right? Hey. He bleeds for the Gunners. But no, Chris was like so nervous about it. It's like me for a game when. Getting ready for watching my team. He was nervous. I said, Chris, don't worry. They're going to do it on tomorrow. This is what I saw on Saturday. I said it on the show, Reg.
Mm-hmm.
I called a 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
The score was
3-1.
3-1 for the Gunners. I said it was going to be a bit of a breakout for them. Yeah. I thought that they were primed for a big game, big performance. I wish I had said this on our show to some younger fans that I saw in the week on the soccer field. I said, you know what? One of them was a Gunners fan. I said, you know what? I have a feeling it's going to be 3-1. I said, I kept that.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I guess I wish I would have recorded this.
Me too, because I don't believe it.
I know. I tell you, I and listen, I don't have, this is, it's not like I'm saying about a team that, you know, that I, you know, fully support, meaning fully support, like I'm a supporter of, like,
yeah,
you know, like I am for Milan. But I said it was going to be, I thought Emil Smith Rowe, who was great in that game, by the way,
fantastic,
was going to score. That he was really, really sharp. I said Bukayo Saka, and I said Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. And I mean, listen, if you're a Gunner fan, congratulations, mm-hmm. So Reggie. But if you're a Gunners fan, you got to think, yeah, and here we go. We have some clips of it. You have to think that if your team is going to, you know, get to the where they want to be and progress, it's those three that have to lead the line, I would say, in the attacking sense. And, hey, you know what? I said this to you after the game. I thought Thomas Partey, that consistency of Thomas Partey, and if he can find that Atletico Madrid, there it is, that Atletico Madrid, let's say, form, Reggie, I think, you know, this is not going to be just the one. They're in a good streak right now. They're getting it, and this is what we talk about when people want Arteta out and this guy out and that coach out.
Yeah.
Coaches need time. And I think no matter what level it's at, we get so impatient as fans. I understand that. Like I put my hand up there for that, but I just had a feeling that the Gunners were going to come through, and confidence is a funny thing.
It is. And it's fickle too. Like you have to be able to, as a fan, you know, now that we're with the win in North London, it's just the whole vibe of the club and the fans and everything around the club has changed.
It's changed.
And that's just the confidence of going into a game. Like even this goal here, look at the run by Smith Rowe, busting along to get up there. Pepe doesn't make that run. Pepe doesn't make that run.
And he looks very happy on the bench, by the way. Did you see that shot?
He deserves to be on the bench.
Well, did you catch that shot?
I did. No, I did.
His arms folded.
There's a lot of players that
didn't want to play.
That wanted to play.
Yeah, but let's deal with the positive. It was a very positive day. I thought it could have been even more. I'm glad it wasn't because of my prediction. But all kidding aside,
yeah,
you know, we have to give managers time. They got to do their work. And I know that, you know, we'll make our joke about this manager and that joke, and me and Reggie go at it. But managers need time. Like they just need time. And in this world, you know, we're like, we want stuff yesterday, but you're working with a football club. You're working with a team. And, you know, just to touch on this, you know, remember we said when Arsenal lost to Brentford in week one, how does that look now?
Well, exactly. Like they played against Liverpool and
great match. Listen,
they should have won.
You know, and again, kudos to Klopp well, Klopp always gives credit to managers and other teams. And he did. And I'm a broken record guys for long. How many guys those they used to? It's vinyl, but anyway.
Well, it was as you can see in the. I didn't show the Tottenham goal. I didn't show Ramsdale save either. It was incredible. But
oh, by the way,
yeah,
right. You know what I'm going to say, right?
yeah.
How good is this guy? Tell him the name. Say the name for the people.
Aaron Ramsdale.
Yeah, him too. Come on, man.
Who? How good is he? Defender. Ben White? Gabriel or Ben White? Sorry.
They've been good too.
Sorry. Tomiyasu, my favorite player, buddy.
You said to me, who is this guy?
Remember I said, who is this guy? I remember. He's my favorite player right now. That guy is incredible, man.
I said Reg at Bologna.
Yeah.
He was always on, he was in the talk to make a move in a higher team, a bigger club, I should say.
Yeah.
In the Serie A.
Yeah.
And then he, you know. I'm glad when he made this move. I said, this is great for him. He's such, first of all, I just love his game. I think his versatility is great. Even like where he plays centrally in defense here, I think with Arsenal, he's playing wide, right?
He's playing like a right or like fullback, but bombing up and down the wing. Right
for sure. And I think he's got energy. He's modern. I always, my favorite word, but you know, the modern type player gets forward, comfortable on the ball, can pitch in with goals too. I mean, I'm happy for him because, you know, there's more eyes on him, and I always said him and Yoshida are guys that, you know, deserve more credit. So I was very happy for him. I'm very happy for him. Like I said, I was hoping he would come to AC Milan, so I'm very happy for him. I just think managers need time, and I think you see what happens. And you know what? Arsenal was clicking that day. It's nice to see the Emirates finally.
Oh, it was live. It was electric.
Yeah, right? So great performance by Arsenal, Reggie. Do you have anything bad to say about Arsenal's performance? I mean, I don't know. You didn't keep a clean sheet. Who cares? I mean,
That's one of the things. And I'm happy to see the goalie and the defenders were upset about not keeping a clean sheet, which I love to see. Right. You know, most people would be like, oh, we won. Who cares? But it's not about just winning. It's, you know, we played a certain way and we wanted to keep the clean sheet and we didn't get it.
Can we talk about
the only bad thing about this? And people say, oh, well, that's a good thing. Well, it's not a good thing. It's the injury to Xhaka, which was just a freak. You know,
It's like
Lucas Moura fell down and rolled, and he just jarred his knee. And
yeah, it's like it can't be perfect, right? And there it is. There's
three month injury. So
is that how long he's out?
He's out for 3 months.
Yeah, that's massive.
He ruptured the inner ligament in his knee or something like that. So just if you saw it, it's just nothing. It's a nothing thing, and it's just wow.
And it's too bad because that partnership with
Partey was amazing.
You know, these guys can't find any continuity. It's either one or the other, but.
Yeah.
We'll deal with it on a positive note. So the Gunners got the result. I mean, more importantly, I got the result right. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it's good. And how about the Great Disappearing Act? I want to talk about the Great Disappearing Act in the North London Derby.
Well, you can't. That's a person's name we can't mention. You're not allowed to talk bad about this person. Can't do it. You're not allowed. Joel, you're not allowed.
So before we get to that, let's talk about Son. Son, I think you gotta like him, right, Reggie? You gotta like him, don't you?
Great player.
Energy.
Energy.
Busy, quality.
He can finish.
Yeah, he got in the score sheet.
He scored. He could have had a goal in the first half as well. No. But I mean, when we talk about he whose name can't be mentioned, I mean,
I can mention him.
Well, yeah, you can mention him. It's not that I can't mention him because he's Tottenham.
Yeah.
You can't mention him because he's England's captain. Can't talk about him. Can't talk about him.
Well, you know, Harry Kane.
Terrible performance, Joe. And it's been terrible all season. Your England's captain is sulking because he didn't get a move to City.
This is a problem. I have a lot of respect. I've talked about how good Harry Kane is over the, the course of our show, Reggie, for the few years. And to be fair, Reggie has given him credit. But this is a... Yeah, you try to get a move, right? And I don't want to spend too much time on this because you're right. But you try to get a move. You try to force a move. It didn't happen.
Yeah,
you're still there. You got to be a professional here. And I'm sorry, but I think if it was you said it, Reggie. If it was another player, they get a little bit more heat. And I don't think that's fair because we were giving Aubameyang a lot of that heat.
Well, I was just about to say that.
A year ago and so on. And I don't think that's fair. And this is what I said. How does Aubameyang forget how to score? He will score goals, and he's going to, and he has been. Mm. And I don't think Arsenal are in that bad a shape. I said this before.
Yeah.
I look at their roster down the list, and they're, I understand. There's people that you didn't hear of. They'll be okay. I'm not saying they will be in the top four. I'm not saying that. No. But I think they're on the right track. And I know Arteta has given time to work, and so good North London derby, great energy in a derby. I mean, yes, Arsenal was the superior team, but they came to play. A derby's a derby. I always say, if you win a derby, it is worth double, and it is because if you lost one, you know what it's about if your team, but if you win one, it could propel you. So, Chris Berry, Dante Berry. Reggie, a do before, and you Arsenal Gunners, congratulations, because I know that the road has been not rocky. Lit lately and it's rocky.
A little bit rocky.
Yeah.
A little bit rocky. But great games during the week as well. Not during the week, but on the weekend as well in the EPL. Yeah. We had City Chelsea.
Oh, Reggie.
And it's just funny how we were talking about Chelsea the other week as being the team that has to win the league. And it's just like, wow.
I see a sign. Clown.
Built a billion spent. Where's the lie?
It's not a lie.
Show me the lie.
It's not a lie. For that, I'm with you.
Okay, then.
But I just think you have to give him credit somewhere.
But
for the billion I'm with you, Reggie.
I'll give Brentford's coach credit. I won't give Pep Guardiola credit.
Was it Thomas Frank? I'm going to make a mistake.
Thomas Frank is
Brentford, no?
Is it Brentford?
I'm going to make a mistake. Somebody yell at me.
Sounds familiar to the Norwich coach, but it might be Thomas. You know what? You're right. You're right.
Hey, let's see. Am I right?
You're right.
Everyone gets mad at me.
No, you're right.
You should know this.
You're right.
Well, let's talk about him, Red. You give him some credit.
Well, he sets up his teams. I don't know. When you have the two players, I think two players up top, the French guy, I forgot his name, and Ivan Toney. incredible strikers, man.
It is Thomas Frank.
Yeah, yeah, it's Thomas Frank. And he has his team buzzing.
Yeah, he does.
They had if anybody watched that Liverpool, or if you didn't watch the Liverpool Brentford game, I suggest you go watch that. That was fantastic, and Brentford should have won. Brentford should have won that game.
This is what I said. They're not. It's professional football. There are no easy games.
Well, Ross had them relegated.
Did he?
He did.
Yeah.
When we talked about
I don't think they're going to. I think that anyway. They play a good brand. Yeah. I mean, great. That stadium, you know, the community stadium. Yeah. It was good. I don't say like, say, oh, that's a missed opportunity for Liverpool. Guys, games are hard to win. But by the way, check the standings. Talk about another good manager and doing some good things.
Who?
Brighton. Fourth place, sixth place.
Yeah. Listen. Pretty amazing. Brighton.
I mean, is it always in the cart, like Mopay just gets a late goal?
I have nothing to say about Brighton. Brighton reminds me of Villa last year. They were in fourth place after the third game of the season, and they were going to Champions League, and they were fighting for the title, and then they finished 11th. And that's exactly what you're going to see with Brighton.
They finished 11th. Is that a bad thing?
For Brighton, no, it's not. But to fall from where they were to 11th place, something went wrong, right? I'm being serious. Something went wrong.
I'm impressed by them, Reg.
Okay, you can be. Danny Welbeck and Mopay, like you talked about.
Good, no?
There's no Bissouma on Monday when they drew Chelsea.
Does Lallana play there too?
Crystal Palace. Lallana plays there, yeah. He started because Bissouma was hurt. But yeah, so.
City beats Chelsea.
Yeah.
Race is tightening up.
Yeah.
Liverpool do lose a chance to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, stretch the gap, but. It's, you know, tight. I mean, remember, how about,
go,
well, I mean,
remember
Manchester United?
Oh, yeah. Well, that Let's guy.
Talk about that.
That guy, man. I don't know.
Let's talk about that.
I think you said he'd score 30, 25 or 30. I think you might be, right.
But how about, like, you have, I think so. I mean, maybe he's again today in the Champions League. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
PK.
Mm-hmm.
To tie the game, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Against Villa?
Mm-hmm.
What, Villa or West Ham?
Villa. No, they lost.
Yeah, so it was to tie the game.
Yeah,
the
Sorry.
So you got Bruno Fernandes, who was last year's PK taker.
Yeah, well, you see what he did?
So I want to say that again. Last year's PK taker.
So,
PK taker. Spot kick taker. Say that 10 times fast.
So he's going to score 3 goals this season. Because he's not taking another penalty shot at Manchester United.
Scored a couple bangers, but okay. I'm with you. How? Am I wrong here saying that if Cristiano Ronaldo, I don't care who your PK taker is. I don't care.
Yeah.
Now you have CR7. Does he not, if he's on the field, take every single spot kick? Reggie.
Well, of course.
Of course he does.
But I think he's the kind of guy that I'm just coming in here. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. Take the PK. And if he scores it, fantastic.
You think Cristiano Ronaldo's that type of guy?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
This, Reggie, you've lost the plot. Okay, let's just, I don't think he's that type of guy. But here, I'm giving him credit.
So if Pogba comes to Ronaldo and who else is, whoever else is on the team, I don't even know. Who else is on United?
Cavani
comes
Rashford,
and all those guys come to Ronaldo and say, hey, wait a second. Bruno Fernandes is our penalty.
I have a different opinion.
What's your opinion?
Cristiano Ronaldo will take every single penalty
on the field. He should, but
coming from now on.
Well, from now on, because of what Fernandes did.
I don't know how that went down. That's ridiculous.
Because he was the penalty. He's the penalty kick taker for the team.
Not with Ronaldo on your team. So
you can't just come in and start telling people I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yeah, does Messi take a PK at PSG?
Should.
Does he?
I don't know. Have they had one yet with him?
I don't know, but you think he's ahead of Neymar and Mbappe? You think so?
I don't know. I mean, okay. Sorry, that's a different situation because we were talked about how that's ridiculous. Like those guys, I don't even want to talk about those guys. All three together. Like, I don't know. And people are going to say, what are you talking about? No, I don't want to see that. But anyway. But it's Ronaldo Ronaldo and Bruno. Come on.
Well, yeah, but
come on.
Looking at it like that, yes, it's Ronaldo. But what are you gonna do?
No, I don't even believe it. I mean, I wish I like no, something happened.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, there was lots of games during.
Are we missing anything in the EPL?
Of course we are. Of course we are. But we have an hour.
We covered. Yeah, we only have an hour. Okay, let's move. So we talked about how, okay, let's go on the path of no game is easy anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to Serie A?
That's been my theme all year. Has it not been?
Yeah.
Okay. Spezia gave Juventus a tough game
the
week before.
Yeah.
Okay, they come back to win 3-2. They do the same thing to AC Milan. They do the exact same thing to AC Milan.
Yeah.
Okay. It was 1-0. Hey, pretty historic first goal for AC Milan. Third generation of Maldini.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was pretty cool for me. Yes, yeah.
You're a homer, yes.
Not a homer, man. We'll talk about this. I hammer my team, Reg. I hammer them. Hammer them. And you used to say it last year.
But it's just, hey, man, it's just, give them a break. Just trying to do a reverse psychology.
No, it's not. I wish it was.
You really think your team is that bad?
No.
As bad as you make them out to be?
No, of course. I thought that last year. I will say this. They've grown a lot this year.
Of course. With
their mentality.
Yes.
But I still don't think that they're at the level.
Want them to be at the league, at the level where they win the league and the Champions League every year.
Correct.
No one can do that.
I know. I witnessed it in my life, so I want it again.
Okay.
I didn't say it's going to happen. Okay.
That's what you want to have happen.
That's what I want. What's going to happen is different.
Yeah.
But let's look at that. So Daniel Maldini scores a goal. Mm-hmm. Third generation. I thought that's a great moment for me. That's a great moment. For the club. Sure. Talk about the growth of Rafa Leão. We'll talk about what he did in Champions League again.
For sure.
But he came on and changed that game for them. A player to watch, Pierre Kalulu, young French fullback, has done really, really well, served a great ball in.
Whoa. We'll get to him a little bit later.
We will get to him, yeah. So I don't want to get too much into the analysis of that.
Yeah.
But my point is, they go to – so they're 1-1 left. Spezia ties the game.
Yeah.
80 minutes left. Yeah. 82nd minute. Pioli – pulls the trigger, puts a player who is in fine form, Brahim Diaz, and Brahim Diaz finds the winner. So what's the point? 2-1 against Spezia. These aren't easy games. It's hard to win in professional football. It's hard to win games. So that was a good one for sure if you're an AC Milan fan. Rome derby.
Lazio.
Yeah. And Roma, who have now started really hot. And now
reminds me of another team that guy used to coach.
Back to earth.
Started really hot and
Jose, right? Similar start to what he did at Tottenham, right?
Well, similar start to what Tottenham's doing now. They were in first place a couple of weeks ago, and you're asking me, what do you think? And I told you,
don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Yeah,
that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was thinking about I don't know why me and Reggie go off on it, and people have been saying, hey, how come you guys don't go back on the old school hip hop stuff. We didn't even plan that.
We didn't.
That took me back, man. Today, I don't know why. Today, I was thinking of, we're off topic, but Q-Tip, Reg.
Q-Tip was with Tribe Called Quest.
There you go. We brought it to you. We didn't even mean to. Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype, man. Flavor said it the best.
Don't believe the hype.
That's it. That's what I think about Tottenham Hotspur. Don't believe the hype. Please.
Wow,
please don't.
That's great. That should be a mic drop. Tough to win. I'll tell you who is not tough to win for in Serie A right now, Reggie.
Who's that? Inter Milan? Juve?
Let's talk about that game. Can we talk about that game?
Yeah.
That was played at 500 miles an hour, which was a Serie A game.
Yeah.
Inter and Atalanta.
What a game.
I didn't want that game to end.
That was 2-2, right?
2-2.
Yeah.
And Atalanta's going to Atalanta, man. The center backs ending up in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Great finish to Lloyd. What a goal by Malinovsky. Great goal by Lautaro.
Yeah.
Might be Lautaro's time.
Yeah.
Okay. But great game. I thought it was a great match. Great game of football. Back and forth. Missed PKs. High octane. High energy.
Oh, yeah.
Good game. I like it. I like when Serie A does that because that's been the knock in the last few years.
It's been a slow game and this and that. But now
those two teams picking up the pace. Yeah, they play positive football. It's great.
For sure.
Team that can't lose, though.
Who's not losing? I don't know.
One team.
Napoli. Napoli.
Reggie. I said it.
Yeah.
Watch Victor Osimhen.
Yeah.
Nigerian international is back having fun.
Yeah.
Playing ball, Reg.
Yeah.
Team looks good.
Yeah.
Team looks good. They got to be, early days yet.
Yeah, but they're undefeated. It's five games on the trot.
They're balling, man. You
know, that's a pretty hefty. I don't even know if it's a hefty lead. I don't know what who's in second there.
AC Milan.
Yeah. Oh, AC Milan's in second. Wow.
Here we go.
Garbage team. Man. They're so bad.
It's not.
They're so bad this year. I mean,
they're not bad. I just think that other teams are further ahead in the project. But
you're gonna make Champions League this year.
Oh, better. Better make it I hope
you make Europa. It doesn't good look lead good. In.
Good lead in, Reggie. Well, group of death.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, AC Milan is in second place with 16 points. Inter behind at 14. Reggie, come on. That's a really tough group they're in, man.
I still think you should have beat Liverpool.
Beat? I don't know. Maybe a tie.
You should have beat or tied Atletico.
Cool. I guess we're going to get into that.
Well, that second yellow, I don't know, Joe. I don't know if you saw it, but I don't know.
I did, and then I saw one where apparently they missed like a same type of tackle with like a late foot on Calabria, and it wasn't even whistled or wasn't even getting yellow. So
you're getting Arsenal, buddy. You're getting Arsenal. Yeah.
Frank Kessie's in a rough patch.
We started late, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, most important player for Milan last year, hands down. Correct, Reggie?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. So it's got to, you know, the contract talk stuff. This is the nature of. Now, but let's talk about that. Yeah, they go down. First of all, Rafael Leão.
What a goal.
Great goal. Yeah. So with Brahim Diaz, good finish though to sort his feet out and Leão. Good for Leão because his growth has been so good and he's so dynamic.
Well, he's finally playing where he should be, right? He's finally playing where
he should be. Out wide, he's very dangerous. He's growing physically.
Yeah.
Reggie, growing in a mentality even with Brahim Diaz too. So good for Rafael Leão because I didn't want them to give up on him. I didn't want them to sell him and I'm glad they didn't.
Right.
And, you know, and he's young and he's dynamic and he wants to play. He's getting a chance. So
right.
I think Pioli deserves credit there. The game, Reg. So I didn't see the game live. I was coaching. And then, you know, I get in my vehicle and I take a look. I'm like, oh, man, we were pretty close. 97th minute pen. And then, you know, I asked Reggie, I didn't see it. What do you think? And Reggie, you said?
You got screwed.
Damn.
You got screwed.
Yeah.
I didn't pull out you got Arsenal, but you got screwed.
Tough one, Joe.
That's probably one of the worst calls. And the thing that bothers me about VAR, and I've been harping on VAR's garbage, and it has to go from, I don't even know how long, 3-4 years now.
Yep.
Since three years.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you bring that to VAR, look at it, and say, yeah, it's a penalty. You're right.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Let's take a look at it.
And we'll take a look at it. But don't get me wrong. It did hit his arm.
It did hit his arm, but
it hit Lamar's arm first.
That's my argument.
And that's what brought it into his arm.
Yeah, good point. And that's what I say.
And you can see the players here on the screen. They're telling him it hit his arm first and then bounced up. You can't really see it here.
But why we're supposed to have
VAR.
Right.
And you can see it. The next angle, you'll see it perfectly. It hits Lamar's arm first and then... right there.
No.
And you're looking at that right now. If we're VAR right now, we're saying, hey man, it hit Lamar's arm first. It's not a PK. It's actually a foul against them.
But Reggie, this could, and great work on the clips, Reggie.
I try.
Reggie, just getting better every day.
I try.
Improving every day. Thank you, Reggie, making the show better.
I try.
But Joe, I
was thinking about you when I saw it, and I was just like, that's not going to go over well.
I said,
well.
Reggie, guys, and I said, you know, because before I saw it, I said, Reg, just tell me they were outplayed. Tell me it was a stonewall penalty, stone cold penalty, and it wasn't. And when you're in this group of death, all of our teams have been in these types of groups.
Yeah.
But, you know, you come away with nothing in this. You're up against it now. And, yeah, Reg, you can be going from having a really positive season, playing well, to not even being in Europe.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah.
So, unless you come in top four, third, right?
And I don't believe. Yeah, exactly. I don't believe or even not even being in Europe after this year, like during the season, if they finish fourth, right?
Oh, yeah. They won't be. Yeah. Yes. This year too. Yeah, that's right. They won't make it to Europa.
No. So, again, I think Porto will sort it out. Like, okay, they lost heavily to Liverpool. Yeah. But, you know, tied at the Wanda Metropolitana against Atletico. You think they're going to be different against AC Milan, so tough because you played two games and you're up against it. But you had the thing
in your mouth. You had the piece of meat in your mouth, and the referee took it away from you.
And they did well with they played with 10 men for about 60 minutes or 67 minutes. So
they played well. And then they get hosed at the end, but like that, it's just.
And again, this is where I don't want to sound like a homer, but I mean, you know, I would say it about anybody. It's, you say this all the time. There's too much on the line not to get VAR right.
Joe, we just, we were VAR just now.
We can see it.
And we said it's not a PK.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Joe.
It was an unbelievable call. I agree.
And I'm scared that it's going to happen in a game that really matters.
Right? This is what my point is. You know, you're scared because it might happen in a bigger game. And you should be scared because if you're a neutral, like you were, it might could happen in a game that affects your team, as we've all had happen. Imagine. And that is our point.
Imagine.
Right? Let's get the right call. And this is hard to believe.
I don't understand. They're usually, Champions League is usually pretty good at the VAR. But this season, it's, even today, there were some VARs.
Questionable.
Yesterday, it's terrible. Like, what are you guys, what are you really looking at?
What are you looking at?
I think they were more focused on seeing if it hit Kalulu's arm rather than hitting Lamar's arm.
I think that's what you, that's what it is. But that's exactly what happened, I think. I think you're right. I think they were just focused on, with Kalulu. Yeah, for sure. So, terrible. I mean.
Terrible drill.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head. I'll have to move on. We got to move on. But
So there's a team. There's a team. I forget where they're from.
Oh.
They beat
incredible story. Moldovan.
Moldova. That's, I was gonna say Morocco. I don't know why.
Sheriff. Who shot the sheriff?
I was thinking of something clever to say with that, but
I should have quit with, you know,
don't believe the hype. Yeah.
So wow, Reg. Moldova. Sorry, they were, Reggie's always bothering me. Speaking to the mic, he's right. 1997, the club was formed.
Yes.
They are top of the table.
Yes.
In a group with
Real Madrid,
Inter Milan, Real Madrid, Shakhtar Donetsk.
Yeah.
Over to you, Reg. Won a game. They beat Real. Where, Reg?
The Santiago Bernabeu.
Unbelievable.
It's the first game they've ever played away from home in Europe. That's, and they scored two bangers. The last, the second goal, Joe, fantastic goal. So I can see Real Madrid walking into that game saying, Who? Sheriff.
We got this.
Please, who are we playing on the weekend? And then you turn around and you get slapped. What is Ancelotti saying?
Wow. Like I said, that's first of all, what an amazing story for neutrals.
Yeah.
Moldovan champs.
Yeah.
Incredible story. I think it's, this is why we love this game of football.
Yeah. Right? Anything can happen, Joe.
There are no easy games in football. So I said, wow, okay. Was it like maybe like a PK? Like, no, you said it. Two great goals in the Bernabeu.
Oh, bangers, Joe.
Man.
Bangers.
Football. Unbelievable. It's a great story. It's a great story. And then Inter with their bogey team and Shakhtar tying. But, you know, the story of that.
Barella hit the bar, on a pretty good shot. I don't know if it's Barella.
You know, so that's two games in a row. Like, to be honest, taking my, bias out of this.
Oh, sure.
No. But Inter has been pretty good in those two games. Yeah. Very hard done by actually. Yeah. Pretty much, I think I'll play Real Madrid in the first game.
Yeah.
And then lost with the late Vinicius Jr. strike, I think.
Yeah.
And regardless, the late goal. And then again, against Shakhtar. So, and Barella's been playing fantastic. We mentioned Inter and Atalanta. He was absolutely electric in that game, as was Malinovsky and so on. But again, you know, that's what it is. I guess we're going everywhere with Champions League. Lionel Messi scored a pretty good goal for City. That was a great goal, actually. I mean, listen, let's take it out of it. Just the artistry of that goal is a great goal. But again, I'm mad at PSG.
Yeah.
Because of this super team stuff. Like,
who
this
cares?
LeBron James, I'm going to take all, not LeBron. Well,
Chris Bosh. There's a Lakers picture that I saw today. It's Dwight Howard. It's Carmelo Anthony. Yeah, it's Westbrook, Rondo, Anthony. Yeah. I mean, Anthony Davis. That's a pretty good team 10 years ago, but I don't know what's going to do this year. No, but it's like you said, you're building a super team. You're skirting the rules to do it as well. And it's just, it doesn't sit well with me.
And I'm putting my pure fan hat on. Like, I don't want to see it. I want to see things where, the best go against each other. And so now we're all courting each other to play. I mean, that front three is ridiculous. And so on. Donnarumma plays games here and there. Played in that game. Okay, made some good saves. So we got that. So they win. Yeah. Okay. Oh, they beat City, though.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Billionaires Club game.
Right? Yeah, really.
Oh, and they beat City.
But I think that's Pepe's. That's Pep's way of saying, hey, well, yeah, you know, we got to spend a little
bit more. And this is what's wrong with football.
That number goes to a 1.5 billion spent.
Yeah. So we talk about the beautiful part of it with Sheriff. And yeah, if we're pronouncing it wrong, I'm sorry, but you know, the team that beat.
Well, so pronounce it a couple of ways, so at least one of them will be right. Sheriff.
There you go. Moldovan champs. I said that a few times.
Just say that then.
Because they are Moldovan champs.
They are.
So by the way, beating Real Madrid, the beauty of it, and then of course the, you know, the royalty of it, which is, I mean, for lack of a better term. So there's that. Reggie, what is happening at Barcelona?
I'll tell you what's happening in Barcelona.
Koeman's done, no?
Oh, Joe.
So Vince Mercurio, shout out. I think you had that on your list.
Yeah, he had Koeman and he had Jesse Marsh, which are two of, like, if you were to put money down, those are the two that I think are the next to go.
But so Jesse Marsh of Leipzig had a big win in midweek.
Yeah.
Sorry, in the weekend for Leipzig, but then had a loss today against, or yes, today, yesterday, whatever.
Who they play today?
Bruges.
Bruges. Oh, Club Bruges, yeah.
Fantastic. Club Bruges.
No easy games, buddy. No.
T-shirt?
No easy games. Oh yeah, you know what? We should do that.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype. No easy games.
Easy games. So
yeah, it's incredible, Joe. It's an incredible day. There's a couple of games we need to speak about as well that happened today.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Well, we talked about Benfica. Barcelona 3-0. But of course, I mean, you just
let's go back to Barcelona. Yeah. Then. What's the problem? What do you think the problem is?
It's funny because I was going to talk about Juventus too.
It can't be just Messi's gone.
No, it's not. And it's not. But what it's what that represents.
But I heard it today. I heard it on the TV. Yeah. Oh, the god of the city and the club is gone. And that's what's going on. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I think
it's Messi's not saving that.
No, I think it's the mental block of part of that.
Of
like him being gone. But it's indicative of problems that were there.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We always use this as a buzzword, but okay, how do you find your new identity now? And Ansu Fati coming back in, and so on.
And taking the 10 too, right?
Yeah, I'm not feeling sorry for a team that has a lot of good players.
I never feel sorry for Barcelona.
You know, like, I mean, and this is I'm being respectful to them and their fans. You know, Memphis Depay, Frankie de Jong. Ansu Fati, I'm missing a lot of other guys.
Rathwaite, Depay's there.
Depay, I would take a lot of their
Busquets
players.
Busquets is there.
Like
Dest, if you rate him, he's there.
Pedri?
Pedri's there. Right. So, the little guy, Ricky Puig, is there.
I think Coleman's got to go. He said he saved
but who's going to come in here and turn that around?
Yeah, I like that question.
And Martin Brathwaite up top.
Yeah, I know. My answer is, and I think most Barcelona fans and, you know, true Barcelona fans would say.
Are there any
true Barcelona fans? I'll shout out Patrice Geyser for that.
Oh, yeah. You know Patrice, what? That's true. You know, that's true.
He gave us some old school love.
That's true.
Yeah. Patty G gave us that. So we'll shout him out for that.
I should put that episode, that interview up. Eh?
You know? Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to see what he said. But what do you say, Reg? You need a Barcelona, like when they're in their deep, darkest moments, don't clubs like this need someone who knows the club and knows the identity? And wouldn't you say that their way out is the Barcelona type style of getting the kids, like, you know, that were in their youth system and mixing them with some good players?
And you know what? I'll second that and I'll give you an example of that. And it's just from last weekend in the North London. And I'll bring it back to the North London Derby.
I was
going to
say, like,
we've got kids that have grown up in the Arsenal Academy since they were 8 years old.
So is Emma Smith Rowe part of that academy and stuff like that?
Sorry?
Is Smith Rowe part
of the academy? Oh, yeah.
So this is exactly what you're saying. I mean, we can bring it to and tie it all together.
Yeah.
If a manager needs time,
yeah,
player, then they do.
Yeah.
They do. I know we want to sack everybody anytime. And then players like an Emma Smith Rowe,
yeah,
a Bukayo Saka.
Yeah.
And so on. And more. We'll use that club.
Yeah.
I used it to Rafa Leal.
Yeah.
Riyam Diaz.
All from the AC Milan Academy?
No. I'm saying young players. No.
Okay.
All right. They weren't from the Academy. At least Arsenal, they're from the Academy, for sure.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at young players, when you give them an extra year, it's almost like a new transfer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They need time.
Right.
Look at what happens when you get time from a Smith Rowe.
Right.
You know, Bukayo Saka, who was already pretty good.
Right.
Right. Same thing with Sandro Tonali at Milan and so on. Players, again, they need time. And I think once it becomes Pedri's team and things like that start to happen, you know, they'll be okay, but it takes time. It takes time. I just am not convinced. I know I'm not saying sack the man, but I just think because of the leftover from Koeman last year, because it's, I just don't know if there's a trust there with Ronald Koeman.
Well,
I don't know what you think.
I think the players that he might have brought in might trust him a little bit more, but the players that were probably in the academy might not trust him as much. But the point I was going to try to bring up with Smith Rowe and Saka being there from so young is that who understands a North London derby better than a guy who's been there since he's 8 years old and he's 20 years old now? It's 12 years.
I agree with you. Like,
is he going to understand a North London derby more than Thomas Partey? 100% he is. And you saw two 20-year-olds take the stage of the biggest game of the season and be man of the match.
And I just think that they've been given time.
Yeah.
They're given the opportunity to play in big games.
Yeah.
So, I think that has to be the way out for them.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know.
But it's not buying. I don't think they can just do that.
You can't. You can't just buy. And I think I look at teams that get the stuff for free, get some players for free, get them on loan, make it work. You know, that's not everybody can just go and spend $1 billion. Like, so
billion and a half by January.
Yeah, I get it. And look, those two teams will probably end up winning and so on, but not everybody can do that. So
there was an Instagram post actually that showed you the amount of trophies they won before the takeover, both PSG and City, and after the takeover. And it's it's quite shocking.
It's actually because of those things.
Well, of course. So you want to move on to talk about Juve and how disgusting they play? Sorry,
let's
guys.
Give them their due. So let's give them their due in the sense that they've won two games in a row in the league.
Yeah.
Right?
Moving on up, right?
Today's win was a big one. I thought today's win. Okay, let's deal with this. So they beat Chelsea today. Great goal by Chiesa. A really fantastic goal.
Yeah.
We've been saying it all along. Hey, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so good for Chiesa. They showed a fighting spirit. Chelsea were not very good in this game.
No.
I didn't think so. And I thought even with Tuchel's changes, he made all five quickly or as soon as he could and made a statement. Put Ross Barkley play in this game. I was shocked. Or maybe am I missing something? Did Ross Barkley play a lot this year?
He sent a ball into Lukaku, which he should have finished.
Great ball. But I'm saying, Reggie, has he played a lot this year, Ross Barkley?
No.
Okay, so good on you, Juve. Let's deal with this. You know, we all panic as fans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been saying to Juve fans, Paul Kircho and Ross Giovanni and Anthony Vidori and all these guys, they're going to be okay. There's too much talent on this team.
When you say okay, what do you mean?
Great question.
They're not going to get relegated?
Not a chance.
Well, I don't think so either.
They're going to finish.
Are they going to win the league? Are they going to go to the Champions League?
Would you be surprised if Juventus wins this league?
Yeah.
Based on today, right?
Well, based on the teams that they have to go up against, Napoli, even AC, Inter, Atalanta. You're starting 20 yards behind everybody in a 100-meter race. It's crazy. It's too much to make up.
Here's why I think they can do it. I don't think they maybe win, but they'll be in the top four.
No chance.
Okay.
No chance.
I think they will be. I look at their lineup and I go, wow. So they still have a lot of squad depth. I know the midfield problems and so on. But here's what I think is going to happen. I think they'll get results like they did today because Max Allegri will play a pragmatic style. Although, yeah, great goal today. That's my only problem with them. You said they played, because they're going to get their wins. They're gonna figure it out. They have too much quality. Once again, I just want to see them play. I'm a broken record. Twice record. Play. You have players to play. I know that there are holes that you want to fix, UA fans. We all have them on our team.
Every team.
But there's match winners in this team. You know, there's match winners. Chiesa's a match winner.
Chiesa?
Yeah, Chiesa's a match winner.
Who else?
I still think Dybala's a match winner, Reggie.
Dybala is hurt every other week.
That's his problem. We talked about that.
You can't rely on that guy.
You know, I still think Dejan Kulusevski is.
Yes.
He can be that guy.
Quadrado sometimes, yeah, I guess.
Absolutely.
Morata, maybe. Moise Kean. Yeah.
You know, I just, the DNA of them is to win.
It's just, Joe, even at this early stage of the season.
You know what my problem is with them?
What?
Sorry, go ahead. And then I'll say.
Well, it's just at this early stage of the season now. You gotta hope Napoli loses to this, and you have to hope Roma does this, and then you have to. You think Napoli's gonna bottle this to come in fifth, sixth from where they are right now? That team that they have
for the Napoli fans, and I know a lot of guys are gonna yell at me for this. I hope they don't. I want Napoli. I would be a great story if Napoli won.
Well, because of Diego, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would be a great, and for the city of Napoli, Naples.
Yeah,
I would like it. I know guys are going to yell at me, the UA fans, relax. You know, I mean, listen, I'm saying.
Well, the UA fans yell at you for everything. So
yeah, so I just think, you know, and I've said about, you know, Osimhen before. Here's my problem with Juventus. It's Max Allegri, guys. I said this all along. He is a world-class manager.
Too cautious, eh?
Too cautious for me.
Yeah.
You're coaching Juventus.
Yeah,
he'll figure it out, guys. He's gonna figure it out. He's gonna.
But he's not. He's not coaching the same Juventus that he was before with the players that he had.
Right.
Right.
So but that's what. And you know what, Reggie? You know what my theory is?
What?
He'll use it as an excuse.
Oh, I already did for him. So there you go.
So you have to play this way.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to get results,
that's
like
Conte,
right?
That's the Conte mentality,
you brought
right?
me to get results.
I have to play like this.
You brought me to get results.
What I have.
Because we saw that Sarri was never a fit.
Yeah.
Never a fit. Because they want to win
right
away. And we all do. I get it. It's the name of the game. But that's a story for another day. I know we've got a lot of stuff. We went through a lot of things today.
Yeah.
Well,
we have one more game to talk about. United.
Of course we do. Yeah,
Matt. There's a kid on Villarreal. He used to play for Bournemouth. He was bought by Villarreal for $21 million. His name is his last name is Danjuma.
Yes.
Absolute baller, Joe. And I'm looking at him like, why aren't teams like Arsenal like looking at guys like this? He was playing for Bournemouth last season.
That squad intrigues me a lot, Reggie.
Wow. You got Chekwueze on the other side. You got this guy on this side. And is Paco Alcacer still there?
Alcacer? Alcacer, yeah.
In the middle. Like
Paco Alcacer.
Crazy.
Alcacer?
Alcacer. I think his name is Alcacer.
Alcacer. It's Alcacer. People are going to
out. Guys,
how come you got that one wrong?
It's not a pronunciation podcast. It's you know what we know what we're talking about. So what a squad they have. But this kid, he surprised me today. I've never heard of him, and I was just like, who is that? It looks like Mbappe when he's running.
You just missed Unai Emery.
You know what? We never should have got rid of him.
Alcacer scored today, Rich. Paco Alcacer scored today.
Of course he did. He scores every game, but. It honestly, Joe, was the language barrier, man. He couldn't get his point across to the players fast enough because he couldn't speak English.
I'm with you. So, and again,
put him back into Spain, and all of a sudden, clicking.
Sometimes things happen at the wrong time,
yeah.
You know, and that's what I mean. And Arteta gets more time because Unai Emery has such a tough time, right? Because if Arteta comes in at that time and does this, he gets fired too, right? So.
Well, you're at the point now where you've gotten rid of you're doing the Manchester United thing, you know.
Yes,
the guy who's been there for 20 years leaves.
Yes,
and now it's Moyes, it's Van Gaal, it's Mourinho, it's who's there now? Ole. Like four managers in 6 years. You can't do that.
And it's back to the theme that another one we talked about too: time. Project. Gasperini lasts 21 days in Inter. 21 days or 20 days?
Yeah.
And they killed him for going on a three-man.
They play a three-man defense, and their center back is scoring head goals in the run of play.
And they just ball. They just
craziness.
Ball. They just ball, Reggie.
Muriel made a move today. Oh, buddy.
It's this is back to what I say. It's a style.
Pata's back, and
it's a style. These are styles. Ideas, Reggie. Ideas. Yeah. So that's again. I know. You know. I've been through this with you. I'm back to the same thing with Juventus.
Yeah.
You guys want to win as Juve fans. I get it. So don't complain if you're going to start winning 1-0s, scraping games out, because...
Well, at this point, it doesn't matter. You got to get the W regardless.
Yeah, and listen, I know guys are yelling at me for this and stuff, but listen, and that's okay because, yeah, the name of the game is to win.
You can't afford to play pretty football now and play pretty football and tie or pretty football.
Yeah, and my argument, Reggie, is that I think you have to try to play more attacking style football to win in Champions League. I just look at the last few teams that have won. Yeah, they spent, but they play attacking modern football because you can't just sit on Leeds anymore.
Yeah.
And now with the away goals rule gone, does that change too?
Of course it does.
Right. Of course it
does. Because now there's no game where you can go and sit back and just defend.
You have to play football.
You have to play football.
And my point is that they can. So it's a Max Allegri thing for me. Hey, Max could totally adjust, fix it, and so on. You said we were talking about a guy, hey, match winner, Ronaldo, at Old Trafford, I think, in that same game.
Yeah.
90 whatever second or
Fergie time, we call that.
Right, Reg?
Yeah, 96th. Yeah,
match winner.
Fergie time.
A hunger to score goals like no one ever I've seen.
Well, have you seen the goal?
No, I didn't see it.
It's all credit to Jesse Lingard for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I read that.
I've seen strikers try to hit that or try to do something like slide and kick it because the time's running out. But just to lay it off there like that,
that's a tight angle, man. And I think that's where you have that's the Ronaldo factor.
Yeah.
If you know, if you find him in those moments, he will make it happen. And listen, I tip my hat because
that's why you bring him in, right?
Yeah. And I think his hunger to score.
28 mil.
I said it before. That's the one thing that impresses me the most about Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Is that it just seems like the hunger, the passion to want to be the best, play at the top and score goals. Yeah. It takes a special thing. I mean, Lewandowski is doing that to a level too, but I mean, Ronnie is by himself in this sense. So
doing it in the best league in the world, right? The most demanding league in the world.
We'll say. You know, you can say it's the best.
I don't know if it's the best, but it's physically most demanding. Yeah, look at Chelsea. Chelsea should be smacking everybody, but they're fatigued, Reggie, because gotta go.
I don't think it's a bad thing to say it's the best league in the world.
Yeah.
I think it's the other leagues deserve a ton of credit, but yeah, there's got to be one that's the best, and right now it is. I mean, top to bottom it is. I mean, it's no knock. I'm the one who defends all the leagues more than most.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, good for Ronnie. That's something else. But I'll leave it on this note. Okay. He's got to shoot the PKs. It's ridiculous.
Well, now he does.
You think he went to Baru and said, "Are you done now?" That's Ronnie. Of course he would have said that, which is fine.
I think Bruno Fernandes in Portuguese said, "Hey, I'm the guy here." And Ronaldo just said, "Okay, take it." And then now Ronaldo looks at him now and says, "Now I'm the man here."
No, I think as soon as that thing was in the air, Ronaldo said, "Hey, bud, take a look at that ball."
Yeah, no kidding. Oh no, that's a lot.
Missing anything? I think we're
the. We missed a lot.
We did.
We missed a ton.
What did we miss?
We missed. What did we miss?
Germany. We didn't go to Germany this week.
Didn't go to Bundesliga this week.
Didn't go to La Liga.
Didn't do La Liga. Athletic's in fourth place, bro.
Athletic lost to Alaves.
It's craziness.
Save their time to score.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll touch upon those leagues next week. We'll probably start with those leagues because there's an international break coming as well.
Again.
So this is the last weekend coming. This is the last weekend.
Yep.
We have a Thanksgiving weekend in Canada coming up as well.
Yeah, we do. I believe
the Canada game is on the Thanksgiving week.
Or just, on the 13th.
So we're off Monday, and then we go to the game on Wednesday, right?
That's right, yeah. And, of course, on that weekend, too, a major event happening, too, like good event for youth soccer. Friends of ours at FTF, First Touch Football.
Yes.
And Marcus Hansen and the crew, and they're partnering up with the Bond Soccer Club. I will be there as well, too, for the and Patrice Geyser having a lot to do with that, too, with the FTF. Vaughn Soccer Club Thanksgiving Showcase, young up and coming players looking to do their thing, North Maple Regional Park in Vaughn. So,
it's outside.
Outside.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, there you go. But again, we talk about the EPL, the Champions League, different leagues, but hey, it starts there, and we always talk and love our grassroots, and we,
of course,
we, right, and we take pride in always telling you, hey, we told you about this guy or that girl. So this is where it starts. So it's a great event, and you know, kudos to everyone putting that together, and to the young lads who will be participating, and the college coaches that will be attending.
Perfect, excellent. I'm glad that there's a club, and you know, even the Marcus and the boys are doing something like this, so that you know, you can get recognized.
A ton of credit to Marcus and Patrice for this, and you know, FTF, because like I said, we always have time for hey, Marcus, a gunner. I should have mentioned that.
Oh yeah,
he was happy too, right?
Sure. A gunner. Everyone's so happy.
We always mention Marcus, and I think what they've done at FTF is amazing, and it's they're here. They're part of the landscape, and it's nice to see young Canadian males and females and young guys and girls doing their thing, not only on the field, but I think this is so important. I spoke to Marcus about it too, how much it means to Canadian soccer to have him and his organization and his group founded with the love of football and helping young people. It's so good that they can help young females and males get their name out there and progress the game. So
100%
grassroots shout out.
100%. I just changed the color of the thing to flash, just to make sure everybody
flash
sees.
Flash green and whatever.
To make sure everybody
it's
sees.
It's like the McDonald's sign, Pep, I guess, right? That's what you're going for?
Way too much money
to, is that be, what called, going for?
To be called McDonald's a sign? Football manager. But anyways. God, well, Joe, that's a lot. We got to talk. We talked about today. That's a ton.
Tell me we missed stuff.
I think we did.
We need someone to say we missed,
you
know, this.
You should write stuff down, but we don't. We just go off the top of the head and use our emotions. So whatever. But guys, thanks for watching. For those of you that are downloading on Spotify and all the podcast platforms, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next week.